This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thank you for tuning in today. We have a little something for you.
That's the same number you can text, and we got a lot this morning, so I'm going to try and get through as many of these as I can. One of the big stories we did this morning was the Aziz Ansari story, which is everywhere.
Yeah.
408 says, coming forward with legitimate stories should empower women and educate men, but that story does just the opposite. That woman should be ashamed. I'm so angry. 530 says, Aziz, regret is not rape. 415 says, is Uzi wearing the famous sheer top from the limo ride picture? Kind of looks like it from the looking glass.
Can you see through this shirt?
Can anybody see through
it?
Let me see. She's got like a vest on over it,
anything.
Too. Oh.
If I go like that?
Yeah,
I can see through it there.
It's not?
No.
When you held it out, I could see through it. But you have a bra on. So
yeah.
650 says, Yuzette, I picked up my new car at Autobahn this past Thursday and met your lovely hubby, Johnny V.
Oh.
I told him I was an Alice listener. He shook my hand and we chatted for a bit. My day was made.
Aww.
XOXOXOXO.
Yay.
Have you seen, you're into cars, right?
Yeah.
And you're into Mustangs too, aren't
the
you?
The Bullet?
You saw the video already?
I saw pictures of it. I didn't watch the video.
Oh, there's a video. It looks so sick.
What is it?
The Bullet is a car. It's a remake.
Right. It's a so the Bullet Mustang is a famous Steve McQueen Mustang.
It's 1968.
Okay.
I think they call the color like English Racing Green or something like that, but it's a dark green.
Uh-huh. Sort of olive-y?
I think it's darker than that even. But Ford just sort of did a modern-day version of the Bullet Mustang from the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
And it's killer. It's a fastback, and it looks so fast.
Oh, I bet it sounds good. I'll have to watch the video because I've only seen the pictures.
Anyway, that I just saw it, so I thought of it when this text said cars.
Yeah, go to Autobahn with Johnny V.
They don't sell Mustangs.
No, they sell Mercedes.
They sell Mercedes.
For some of us, momnesia became a permanent state. Frowny face.
Boy, that sucks.
I'm 5 months with my third child and definitely have Prego brain. Usually on top of things, but I can't remember crap. Walk out of the room and forget what I was doing. Thank God it's temporary.
I don't know. That seems to happen more and more the older I get. Find myself in a room, I go, I know I came in here for a
that's
reason, and
age,
I'm not
right?
leaving until I figure it out. I know I needed something here.
She's taking all the flavor from the food. That's the best part, selfish bee.
Oh, this is the lady who wants to pre-chew the food for the dude.
That's
415. Funny. Boy, you really know how to get right to it, don't you? They say, 415 says, what if she looks like Olivia Munn?
Yeah, what about it?
You can't shake me. If you look like Olivia Munn, I'm going to have to stay and just eat pre-chewed food for the rest
of
my life.
No, you wouldn't.
Olivia Munn? Have you seen the pics?
Yes.
No
regurgitate
woman,
me, baby.
Nobody has ever. Those things that got leaked, I never seen anything like that. Have you? You send stuff like that to John?
Nope. I should, though.
You send stuff like that to Johnny V?
No.
Nobody sends that kind of stuff. And then looks like that on top of it. All right. Here's
you
my
can,
steak.
You can pre-chew my steak for me.
Tell me when I can come.
Jesus, I'm just meat tenderizing it for you.
Whatever you want, Olivia Munn. Let's see here. 510 says, you both handled the Aziz Ansari situation well, and if anyone calls you a bleep hole, they're wrong.
Well, I don't know. I get very tongue-tied over the whole thing, but people are just able to make an allegation and the whole world goes, yeah, get him!
Right.
Well, things have been ugly for... That's, to me, the workplace part. I'm not talking about rape, obviously. That's rape. That's a crime, and that's something that should be punished. But some of this stuff that's fallen into the gray area in the workplace, I get that. I can get how a woman is working her ass off and can't get out from under that. That's awful. And I get that part. And for this person to be like, I had a bad date and feel like I... That's not, to me, that's not the same at all. And I get why that newscaster said, I've been in broadcasting 35 years. I've had to deal with a bunch of crap to get where I'm sitting right now. This is not a bad date. Call a cab. I get why she was angry, right? Because she's probably dealt with a ton of...
How dare you destroy this guy's career over a bad date?
925 says, there's a video out of the crashing car into the second floor of the building. I just saw the new one.
Oh.
Which is in color even. I also just saw that the driver was on LSD.
Oh.
It wasn't booze. It was LSD.
Don't drive while you're tripping.
I agree. I have 707 says, I agree with Sarah, but I want to know why she waited for him to win an award and then stand up and say something like that.
Well, the woman who is accusing him said it lit a fire in her when she saw him with the Time's Up pin up there accepting the award, and she felt like that's a guy who needs to get taken down.
408 says, why was she at his house in the first place?
They were on a date. Went back to his place.
The problem is that there is too much black and white when applied to the Me Too movement. This particular scenario is very nuanced. A comment I read on Twitter resonated with me, saying that sexual abuse, misconduct, coercion, etc., can all be considered bad without being treated the same. 707 says, I agree with Sarah.
Thanks. I don't even know if I agree with myself. That's a thing. I go back and forth so often. Like, you know, I actually worry that I have biases against people that I don't like. You know, if Harvey Weinstein, I take one look at him and I think, oh, that scumbag. Without, you know, even considering whether or not every allegation is true. But then I hear about James Franco or Aziz Ansari or Louis C.K. or people that I like, and I go, oh, well, what if, you know, I mean, is that further evidence of my a-holeness?
408 says, you're not an a-hole. Just because someone wants something doesn't mean she had to do it. She didn't walk away. She performed and probably cried because she regretted doing it. The woman sounded like she took care of what she needed to do when she sent him a text and said he was not appropriate. And then he, in turn, sounded like he did what he needed to do, which was worked it out and apologized in private. This story should have never made it to any kind of broadcast or newspaper.
I agree.
This movement,
I feel bad for her if she, crying on the way home and things went further than she wanted. I don't know.
Well, look, the part that sounded like, you know, 14-year-old, I don't want to say me because I didn't do that, but that whole you touch a boob, she moves your hand, you keep kiss, but she's still kissing you, so you keep kissing, and then I don't know, 10 minutes has passed, so you try and touch a boob again and she moves your head. So you don't know, this is puberty boy trying to figure it out, right? And I think all of this conversation is good for everyone, including the boys that need to realize when your hand's been moved off a boob, you do not try again. Now, you may need to stop kissing, too, because at that point, you know where this is ending. And
it's you in a sad ride home with an ache.
Right.
That needs to be addressed.
Right. So it's all good in that sense. The conversation's important. I most definitely will discuss this with my daughter and explain to her, remove yourself at the point where you're done. That's the way. Mm.
That was always the rub when you were making out. You're 15 years old and making out with someone, and you know you really want to keep making out. And you want the boy to like you, but you're not. You know, you've gone as far as you're willing to go, and so there's so much pressure to do a little more because you want the boy to continue to like you, and you want to keep on kissing and.
Yeah, but then when you think about in the context of your whole life, that boy means zero.
When you're 15, it's all about what's happening.
I know, but the point is, in my opinion, I will advise my daughter, you need to remove yourself. Period. There isn't gray area there. There's just not. Split. It's on you. He's not going to split.
No.
He's going to think that if in 10 more minutes.
Dudes will split. Like, clearly this is going nowhere. And that just shows you how interested they are in you. They're not that interested. They just wanted to cop a feel, et cetera.
Well, at 15, what kind of long-term goal could a boy have? Honestly.
Well, he wants to hit a home run, and if you're not even letting him on to second, then
right.
He got to go.
This movement is so needed, says 510. We need to stand together in solidarity against any kind of sexual harassment. You may remember George Takei was also accused by one person. It was dismissed because it was only one person, and many people came out in his defense. So it was clear that he was being wrongly accused. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I never heard that he somehow
was exonerated.
I think some people said, those are two men. It's a totally different scenario. And I also think that, actually, I don't know why that went away. Why did that go away?
I guess there just weren't other stories, and maybe, I don't know. I don't really remember exactly what the allegations were.
Because I guess the Kevin Spacey was man on man, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't think that it being a man. I mean, plenty of men are coming forward saying, you know, yes, I was abused while I was on the set of this or that.
Right. And some models are coming forward over the weekend with a photographer.
There are two different photographers who are being accused of stuff.
We didn't do the Elijah Dushku, did we?
We did not. She says that she was on the set of True Lies, which is the Arnold Schwarzenegger and Tom Arnold movie, which is a great movie. I think it's Jamie Lee Curtis is
correct.
Also in it.
Yeah.
Eliza Dushku apparently was in that. I don't really remember her, but I guess there was a stuntman who was harassing her. Mm-hmm. And she complained about it. And the next stunt she did, she broke three ribs. And she said, you know, coincidence? I don't know.
He told her to come to his hotel room.
Oh, yeah. He was
pressuring
her. Mm. She said no one bitched. And then wound up with three broken ribs on the very next stunt, which seems odd. Seems right. Like an odd coincidence.
Mm-hmm. 925 says she didn't say no. She gave nonverbal cues and then gave him a kiss in Australia. She didn't have to go back to his apartment if the date was going bad. She also complained that he gave her white wine instead of red.
Did she really?
I didn't hear that part.
I didn't hear that either. Is that person just trying to be funny?
No, because that came through in three or four different texts.
Oh. We'll never know what happened, but they both seem to have some of the details straight. And they both say that they talked the next day. And they both say that she said that she was uncomfortable. And they both say that he apologized.
Who hasn't regretted something they did the night before?
100% of people.
Says 510. Ridiculous.
All have that.
Yeah. Probably both directions, too.
Absolutely.
Probably even the guy that went, wow, I was... That went beyond horny. Right?
Probably, then. Certainly hope certain things are regretted by certain people.
320 says, you cannot be anonymous and make a criminal claim. The Sixth Amendment of the Constitution allows a person being accused to see their accuser in court.
I wonder why then, maybe it's underage people. Because sometimes it won't release someone's name in order to protect them. I wonder if they probably, listen, she can talk to any website she wants. And they can run any story they want, I guess. I think that if she didn't make a criminal complaint. I think that's what we're saying. She's just anonymously telling some story on some website that no one ever heard of until today. If she went to the police, she couldn't just stand in the parking lot and shout it into a window. She's got to go in there and file a complaint.
This is Sarah 925. Sarah, I'm sorry I gave you such a traumatic life experience. Please forgive me. Signed, Eddie Van Halen.
He didn't at all. He didn't give me a... I said no, and I left.
But you did show him your cans.
Yeah, I did. Hey, I was fine with that, though. I was young. They look good.
Tomorrow is a big day. I don't know if you guys know Trump's going to give out the fake news awards, right?
Oh, I can't
Isn't
wait.
Isn't that on the 17th?
Oh, but I thought he rescheduled it.
Oh, he rescheduled
it again? He did it again?
Oh, man.
Well, it was supposed to be last Monday. Yeah, I think this is the rescheduled date.
951 says, Vinny, a true kilt has enough pleats. You can sit with your legs open and be fine. 415 misunderstood me, but okay. Vinny commenting that he isn't equipped for skirts. Love that humble brag about him having a big D. Ha 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 ha.
Oh, I thought about you not being ladylike.
Yeah, I was saying I sit with my legs open. It had nothing to do with what you may or may not see.
We all know you have a gigantic one, though.
That's not.
I've heard the legend.
Oh my God, you're so stupid. Hey, Sarah, did you see The Bachelor where they made fun of the chick from SF about all her fears of dogs? Hilarious.
No. When was this?
I don't know.
What was you this? Tell us. You're watching it.
No, I don't remember that. You know, maybe it was this past Monday. Maybe it was last night. I didn't see last
night. You're not caught up?
I'm not. I'll be watching that later today. I cannot wait.
831 says, Vinny, don't tell your cry stories minutes after I apply my mascara. You got to warn a girl before you drop one of those.
That must be the little girl who overcame leukemia and then went back to school and the whole school turned out to
walk away. That did lump my throat a little.
Mm-hmm.
So glad you did the gym story. My friend caught a guy recording her working out at the gym last week. And it totally bummed her out.
Yeah.
You should be able to report that guy, right?
Absolutely. You're not supposed to have cell phones on the gym floor.
Seems to me like you'd go to the gym and say, that dude's recording people.
Ugh. Dudes. It's never girls. It's always dudes.
I have sneezing fits all the time. One time I had a sneezing fit and I was driving and I rear-ended a car in front of me.
Oh, no.
Oh, that's horrible. You're driving too close.
You know how I rear-ended someone once? I just thought of it. I pulled up. There's a car in front of me at a stop. And we're both watching the clear road, you know, for the road to clear. Mm-hmm. And I'm watching the road to clear and the road is clear. And I start to take off. And the person in front of me hadn't gone yet.
So like, you just drove into him?
Yeah. Like,
get going, mister.
We're making a right. It's time to pull out onto the road. I'm watching. We're clear.
No.
What are you doing? What are you waiting for, plaid? Like, there's no... What are you...
Well, maybe they were busy doing something else in their car.
It's green! Go! Hit it!
When was this?
Oh, many, many, many years ago. This was my second car. The Toyota Celica.
Not the Gremlin. What did you have first?
The
B210.
The Datsun.
The orange one?
This is just for you guys. Yes, he's gay. We know it, honey. It's hard for the NFL boys to come out. And remember, that family dysfunction business. That's about.
Who knows? I mean, I don't know. If he is, if he isn't. I feel bad for any girl who's pretending to be a beard for him. Yeah. If that is true.
I don't know.
Certainly cute. I think he's really cute.
Olivia Munn is.
No, Aaron Rodgers.
Oh. Yeah, I don't know. I didn't just tear up at the letter scene in Three Billboards. I full-on ugly face sobbed.
Oh, my God. Me too. I was crying.
So good. What a great film and a great ending.
415 says, Vinny, I love you, but your comments about people spending money on traveling sound ignorant. You own two homes. This is where you choose to spend your money. I own a home and travel. I'm not talking about people who have taken care of their retirement. I'm talking about the people who spend everything they make on travel. Yep. And look, if you've got yourself covered, I'm happy for you. The joke or the reference I was making, it's the people who have prioritized that.
Mm-hmm. Overpaying off their school loans and saving for retirement.
Or putting away money for old age when that's going to come for you. Yeah. It's coming for you.
I don't know. I'm only 24.
But it's coming for you. And then there you are under a bush eating dog food.
Oh, God. Not that again.
Well, I'm just saying.
Now it's dog food. It's not even cat food anymore.
I said cat food and you said it had to be dog food. Mm. The point is... I appreciate that you prioritize travel. I'd like to travel, too.
Yeah. Well, you're traveling in February, aren't you?
But I do. That's not the point.
Where are you going?
We're going to go to Hawaii.
Ooh.
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 I think we're done.
We're done. Okay. Yeah. I just. Anyway, I would love to have traveled a lot too. It just felt like my career wasn't going to allow me to tap out for 3 months and just go backpacking through Europe.
Who
Did
picked
you?
Hawaii?
No.
The kid.
Yeah.
No, actually, that's the Mrs. Weirdly, this was one of those weird things where it was. For Christmas, here's what you're getting. We're going to go to Hawaii for...
Oh.
And I was like...
Oh, your wife is paying for it.
Oh, well, that's the thing. I was like, oh, so we just booked that then, huh?
Yep.
Right.
Oh.
No getting out of it now.
All right.
You better ask at work if you can have that week off.
I know. How did she...
Well, I did.
Judge that.
Well,
yeah, but you didn't know
that.
Until, right?
No, she didn't book it until after, but I'm just saying it's one of those things.
Wait, so what did she do? Give you a certificate?
A card.
Oh.
On a card
We're
written
going
down.
Going to Hawaii.
Going to Hawaii.
Figure out your vacation time. Let's go.
Nice.
And I saw myself there on a beach, not surfing.
What do you
Sitting
think?
On the sand.
Yeah.
The kid making sandcastles around you. That's going to be great.
Vinny, you wouldn't travel anyway. You're a home guy unless it's to the beach. That's probably true, but there was a time when I was young when I didn't have the same,
you know, will, though. You'll want to go places.
Issues. You know?
Not just
certain trips. I haven't always traveled with my own pillow.
And maybe your daughter will be totally into surfing, in which case, you know, you guys could do family surf trips. That'd be great.
That would be great. Then again, she might not. And then there's
right.
that.
Well, you've spent a lot of time at Disney. That'll be fun, too.
I'll be John and looking for people at the park to play ball with.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Can I take your kids out? I just want someone to pass a football with.
Oh, I'm running out of time.
Oh, goodness.
Let's see here. Oh, my God, Vin. I was surprised, shocked, and sad so many times during Three Billboards. Best movie that made me feel in a long time. Loved it.
Yeah, it's good.
You should try Manchester United. It's
by the
Manchester
sea.
By the sea.
Good. It's good like that.
Football.
All right, we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Radio.com.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. Thanks so much for being here today. We are off to cut a secret show, so you'll find that pretty soon. Maybe, I don't know, I guess it gets up there a little bit earlier now that we don't have to edit
probably,
out all
yeah,
the...
Yeah, probably like 11-ish.
All right. You can find that at RadioAlice.com or wherever you get your podcast.
Thanks again to everyone who came out to our delayed Winterland show, too.
Oh, what a great night.
It was a huge success and super fun and... And wouldn't have been nearly as fun if you'd, you know, returned your ticket.
Yeah. Also, thanks to Matt, who met last night at the supermarket.
That thanks, was... Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
I hope you got some pictures. Hey, post or send them to
oh
us.
Oh, my God. So he didn't ask you for a picture?
No.
He must have known better.
And I would have taken one with him. I mean,
sure. Why not?
Whatever.
You're adorable no matter what you're wearing, Yuzette.
It's my two-day-old crusty clothes.
So your weekend was spent indoors.
Yeah, baby.
There was just no...
Winning.
Yeah, I had a something weird kind of happen with my throat.
Oh, what?
So I just felt like I just better stay inside.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't want to take any chances with your throat.
No.
What happened to your throat?
I don't know. Like, closed up.
Oh.
Like you couldn't breathe?
Not that I couldn't breathe.
Lose your voice?
I couldn't swallow. Yeah, it was really weird.
Oh.
You didn't go to the hospital?
No.
What'd you? No.
Well, I waited to see if it got better, and it got better.
Oh, that's good.
How long did you have to wait?
A couple days.
So you just spit all over the house?
Were you drooling a lot?
When I was sleeping, I was drooling, and I actually kept waking myself up snoring.
Oh.
But you ignored what I just said. What'd you do with all that spit?
Oh, I just saved it in a cup.
You were sitting...
I'm going to drink it later.
You were sitting there, spitting into a cup.
Oh, my God. I can still drink liquids and soup, but...
You couldn't eat.
It just hurt.
Oh. Maybe you had something caught in there, like a vitamin pill or something. You ever get that, like a pill caught in your throat?
No, it wasn't like that. I thought maybe I was getting sick.
Oh. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's so paranoid now, too. I mean, this flu is just the worst.
So I just wanted to stay home. I didn't want to pass it on.
Yeah. Oh, good. That was a good...
Well,
so
isn't
I stayed in my clothes
right.
and on the couch. Yeah, yeah.
And Johnny D went to work all weekend.
That's right.
Yeah.
You go to work, boy.
Off you go. I'll be here when you get back in these same clothes.
Smelling up the joint.
That's right.
He goes, oh, you really like that outfit, huh?
Just what I have on, honey.
I've been gone all day, god damn it. You're in the same...
You're in the same position, and the same couch, and the same clothes.
I did all the housework and laundry. I did everything. I just didn't go out, except to take the dog out.
And to get that ice cream and cookies.
I feel like I lived a whole life today, and it doesn't look like a goddamn thing.
Give me an update on the Real Housewives. All right. Have a great day, you guys. We'll see you tomorrow on Hope Day.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.